This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Could have been a contender. Well, I think we are contenders here on the Good Day program. Contenders in the rule of law and the thumbnail sketch of life. You can follow all of that here. The episodic adventures of Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, and you as we put together lots of things. The new year will bring us new opportunities, new beginnings. I was looking at the stock market. This last week is the end of the year. People want to go, this is the worst year since 2008. Yeah? Okay, so we're going to move us forward by...
Identified it.
Yes, we have. Right. It's we're down substantially, and that's the way the market is, and that's the way things are. And guess what? It went back up after 2008. I think, from all the things I've seen, second half of this year is supposed to be pretty good economically. I have to look, and I sent a note to the banker, my banker friend, yesterday. I was looking at the interest rates on one of the mortgages that I have on the farm, and it has gone up since. It's gone up 4 points. Imagine it's almost doubled the amount that we're paying in interest in the past year and that's supposed to slow down. I never understood economics. Did you, Jay? Did you ever understand how it works? You're going to spend more, you're going to charge people more money to do things that they want to do so that they won't do them. How does that help the economy grow?
Yeah.
I never understood that. At any rate, the mortgage rates actually went up in this past year. The rate is 6.4% now. It was 3.1% last year at this time. So that kind of tells you the story, right? 6.1, 6.4, whatever it is. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we have a lot of law and order things to discuss here. There has been, it's an interesting revelation, how DNA, we had a story earlier about DNA, and here's another one. And this came about, the evidence came about using DNA from a couple of podcasters, and these guys got on to the case of two men they thought were wrongfully convicted and imprisoned. These two guys were in jail for 25 years. But because the two... the podcasters got on to the case. These two spent Christmas with their families.
Mm-hmm.
The podcast and a nonprofit showed the evidence. And this is once again a searing indictment of our system. Daryl Clark, Kane Story, teenagers, when they stood trial for the murder of their 15-year-old friend.
Mm-hmm.
This was a party in 1996. And so the charges against him were dropped, against Clark were dropped, after a motion for a new trial was brought about on his behalf by attorneys from the Georgia Innocent Project. And this happens a lot in Georgia. What is there about the South that this seems to be more of these things going on down there? Not exclusively, but there's a whole lot of this stuff that goes on down there.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a good reason for the Georgia Innocence Project.
And they found out that some of the witnesses in this case were not qualified to be witnesses. One of the witnesses says that she said she was coerced by authorities into making false
statements. Happens all the time.
Warner had all these issues where the coroner said it was a it was not a self-inflicted gunshot wound. It was, and then the coroner ended up losing his license because of all different things of being shady.
Good. So the this is a podcast called Proof, hosted by Susan Simpson and Jacinda Davis. I don't know anything about
Davis.
Jacinda, is that her name? Okay,
Jacinda.
Whatever. Yeah. All right, so anyway, the details are as follows. At a party, 15-year-old Brian Bowling shot himself in a game of Russian roulette with a gun provided by one of the people, Kane Story, that was charged. Okay? How did 15-year-olds get a gun in the first place would be my, that would have been my first question. And then it goes from there, it goes downhill. The podcast, the folks that ran it interviewed the host of the party, admitted that the police had coerced her into making false statements. So there you go. The police have another black eye. For those of you who think the police can do no wrong, that's BS. Here's another example. This is why people lose respect for the office of, not necessarily for officers, but police departments that allow these sort of people, and you see them everywhere, big cities, small towns. It's back to not, and then, you know, this is like the chicken and the egg. People say, well, they don't want to have, we can't find recruits for police because nobody wants to be police. Well, they don't want to be police because they don't want to be subject to the ridicule that comes from some of their brethren doing stuff like this. Isn't that really it? So the appropriate criticism is aimed at these individuals, not police in general, but too many police get away with this kind of stuff. There's nothing about the law that's perfect, frankly, under any circumstances. You'll never find perfection. You just won't. But that doesn't mean we can't try for perfection instead of trying to just do what's easy to close the case.
Mm-hmm. And how bad it truly was back in the day, even as recent as 25 years ago.
25, yep, right. Exactly, so good for those two that are out. Now, here is, this is good police. All right, we had, there's the bad law and order. Here's the good law and order. Police in New York praising a man for his actions during the holiday weekend. Back to the blizzard that we were talking about. We still can't get away from that doggone blizzard. You talk about the McDonald's that stayed open during the storm. Well, here's another. Now, this is a school that was open to save motorists that were stranded. And apparently the fellow that was responsible for this broke into the school. His name was Jay Whitney. He found himself stranded himself. They found a school and they broke into it. This is Pine Hill School, east side of Buffalo. It's a town called Cheektowaga. How do you pronounce this town? Cheektowaga, I think. Cheektowaga, a lot of Indian names.
Yeah, he is a hero because he didn't only break into the school to find warmth himself. He got what he needed, and then he went back out to find stranded motorists, and then he took them back to the school, and then he'd go back out to find more stranded motorists, take them back to the school. And all of these people, they got what they needed. They took some of the smart boards so they could watch the news updates. They helped themselves to some of the food in the kitchen, but once it was, they were safe to leave, once they pretty much had been dug out, anybody who went to the school, you would not have known anybody was there because they put everything back, they cleaned up after themselves, they took care of the building, they took care of each other. The only thing that was amiss was that broken window, and they even wrote a note like, hey, so sorry, and police were trying to find him. His name's Jay. They were calling him Christmas Jay, Merry Christmas Jay, because he was a hero, and they were saying, we don't want to press charges. We want to honor this guy. He saved so many lives. We want to give him the accolades. Jay Whitney, 27 years young.
I think that there are so many people that do so many unheralded things that when we can find a story and tell the story, we ought to tell the story. And that's what that is all about. Think about that and how many people were helped by that circumstance. All right, we're in the law and order department here. One of the things that has come about as a result of the survey of stores over the Christmas holidays, there's two numbers here. The number of people who are shoplifters and the amount of money it cost retailers last year shoplifting. And this is, it goes, we speak to the prosecutors in Los Angeles, especially in New York, but other liberal areas where they're just letting people go. This is a nationwide epidemic as presented at the end of the year by brick and mortar retailers who say they are going to have to raise their prices in these areas or shut stores down because the billions of dollars in lost inventory isn't being taken care of. National Retail Foundation estimating that $94 billion, with a B, $94 billion was lost in retail last year because of people shoplifting. So how do you, the increase in these areas, up a third in New York and Los Angeles and other areas where the district attorneys have failed to prosecute people who are taking products out of stores. There's organized shoplifting heists that are going on. It's 26% surge in organized theft this past year.
The flash mobs? Flash mob thefts, where it was kind of like, well, there's so many of us, they can't possibly catch everyone.
Right. Well, everybody's going to steal, so we're running and running. Yeah. Right. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, here's something new for the new year. You ready? Dating coaches. Parents who are worried about their children, grown children, and who they will be with. A lot of children are staying single. So there's a surge of interest from mothers and fathers who are signing their children up on these premium dating services, and they're sending their children to relationship classes and one-on-one sessions with psychologists to find out why it is that they don't have...
And I feel like this stems from the parents wanting grandchildren. And unless their adult children are up for this, this is just so invasive. Not everybody wants a child. Not everybody wants to be in a relationship.
What do you tell your parents?
They want to be by themselves.
Mother comes up and says, well, Sonny, we signed you up for a dating service. I like James. Okay, James, your mother's going to sign you up for a dating service. Well, you don't have to because you got a girlfriend. But somebody that age, right?
It'd be pretty bad if you did.
24?
No,
25, yeah. Think about that. All right, if your parents are doing that, maybe you should opt out. Time to move out, boys and girls. 18 after the hour, speaking of time.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relagolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
I am.
am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The disco era. How disappointing to learn that Anita Pointer, one of the Pointer sisters, passed away over the weekend at the age of 74. Grammy winners, all these songs that were kind of a combo of pop and country and rhythm and blues. They were big in the 70s and the 80s. I'm so excited. Don't you love that song? Oh, fire.
Great song. They had, yeah. Great music.
Yeah. Anyway, she died in Beverly Hills over the weekend. She was the second oldest of the four sisters who performed back in 1969 for the first time. There were two of them, and then there were three of them, and then there were four of them. All the quartet, original, now there's only one of them that's left. The rest of them have all died. Wow, this is interesting that at this age, they seem to be quite young. But anyway, this, you have legacy. When you think about somebody like that, and you think about the group and all of the songs, He's So Shy, what a great song that was. Mm. And Slow Hand, Neutron Dance. They have a great, great, great catalog of songs. So sad about Anita Pointer. Another one of the musicians passing away over the weekend, Jay. Foo Fighters, the drummer for the Foo Fighters is Taylor Hawkins.
Oh, that was earlier in the year when they had to cancel their world tour, and they weren't sure if they were going to do another tour, because without Taylor Hawkins, they really aren't the Foo Fighters. This is coming from them. But they said that they have announced that they are going to continue performing.
As the Foo Fighters? Where do you suppose that name came from? Think about it. Think about that name.
Well, it'll be interesting to see who they get as their drummer, because a lot of theories around it are that Taylor Hawkins' son, Shane, is going to do it, because he joined for he covered drums for My Hero during the tribute concert that happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he is, I think, 17. He's still young, so probably in a couple more years, they might just need a placeholder, and then they'll bring Shane on. That's what I would like to see.
Here's another drummer from the group Modest Mouse named Jeremiah Green, dead at the age of 45. Statement released by the band, he'd gone to sleep, didn't ever wake up again. That's the best way to go, right? Laid down to rest and gonzo.
I don't know. For his battle with cancer. He was diagnosed with stage 4 pretty recently.
Ooh.
So it happened really fast.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you don't stage 4 of any kind of cancer, and you're not going to, there's nothing good about that. It's not going to, oof. All right, let's see who else has died. Good God, this is a little morbid. Sweet Home Alabama actor Bob Penny, died at the age of 87, died on Christmas Day. He was in Forrest Gump as well. He spent the majority of his early days as a professor at the University of Alabama, taught poetry and English. Isn't that cool? And then he did side work as a TV commercial actor, and then somebody saw him and said, hey, this guy's a pretty good actor. Let's put him into some movies. He was in 30 films and television programs.
You know, it was all small roles, but
yeah,
it was amazing.
Yeah. Well, listen, it just goes to show you, if you set your heart to something, you can do it. And so, a good thought for this fellow as well. 28 after, this is Good Day.
People here speak nonchalantly about Web3 and blockchain, and we're having immersive and virtual experiences. We have a live stream with the International Space Station. What they used to call the Consumer Electronics Show sure is gadget heaven, shown off across 2 million.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Was that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. As Republicans take a majority in the House Tuesday, the party is still contemplating their speaker. Representative Kevin McCarthy from California is the top choice of most Republicans. A federal judge has set a date for the first pretrial hearing between Microsoft and the Federal Trade Commission, or FTC. They're going head-to-head on January 3rd over Microsoft's $69 billion bid to buy Call of Duty publisher Activision Blizzard. Authorities in New York City are investigating whether a man who attacked three police officers with a machete at a New Year's Eve celebration was inspired by radical Islamic extremism. Sources identified the suspect as 19-year-old Trevor Bickford of Wells, Maine. Actor Jeremy Renner was reportedly hospitalized following a snowplowing accident on Sunday near Reno, Nevada. A spokesperson for Renner said the actor was listed in critical but stable condition. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A harmonica. What is that?
Is that a kazoo?
Sounds like a kazoo. Crank that up a little bit, yeah. Will you? No, that's not a kazoo. Hold on a minute. I have a kazoo here somewhere.
That sounds like a
trailer. Huh? It's a pipe. I thought they had a kazoo. I don't know. That's fine. All right. Hello. Happy New Year. Welcome back to our get-together. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here's some good news, Jay. Jay Kirshner, good news that she's here. That's good news. This is a world first. Scientists have used artificial DNA to kill cancer cells. Oncologists use artificial DNA in a new way to kill cancer cells by helping the immune system identify them.
Isn't that fantastic?
This is really significant. The whole reason cancer is as lethal as it is because your immune system doesn't act on cancer cells and tumors. Now, a way to combat that is to do what I learned about a long time ago, and that's take turmeric. If you've ever heard of the curcumin, turmeric, same thing. It's a spice used by the Indians, and there's very little cancer in India because, as scientists have found, turmeric is very good at preventing these cells from getting together. So now another way of doing this or addressing this is these DNA molecules that they have identified. This is getting kind of technical, but basically what they do is expose the cancer to the immune system's targeting procedure and stop, as a matter of fact, it reverses things like cervical cancer, breast cancer, malignant melanoma. The treatments for cancer are risky, we all know, because I'll tell you my personal experience with my former wife, my first and only wife, someone that was so close to me through her entire life. She had stage 4 breast cancer and lived with it for 21 years. If she had had this treatment around at that time, she'd still be with us. And you think about all the people that have had the problems that are related to all of these cancers and where they come from, that they're so dangerous. So the study, good news for those who were the doctors who are treating, the researchers doing the work, and most importantly, the cancer patients who will benefit from this as they come up with the various drugs that will be developed. And, you know, I'm very critical of the drug business and the drug companies, but every once in a while they come up with something that is extraordinarily good. Of course, not getting cancer is much better, but so many people smoke, they eat the wrong things, they're overweight, that sort of thing. Anybody fat on your body invites cancer cells. And so, you know, smoking, what it does to your insides, invites cancer cells. So this is a way not to encourage people to do bad things to themselves, but just to, you know, sometimes you get to stuff and you don't know why. And so this is really very good. You know,
or the predisposition.
Yeah.
Or you're predisposed to it.
Yeah.
Genetics.
Right. Yeah, the genetics are involved a lot in it. So good for them. Now, having mentioned my former wife, I'm going to let you in on something I don't think I've ever said before. I don't think I've ever told this story. I've told a lot of stories over the years about Toni. She's been on this program. She passed away in 2011. She was 65, and I took care of her the last year of her life. She and I were great together as long as we were married to each other. We raised our children together, never fought about the children. And I always loved her. So when I hear this, I get emotional. But it's part of something that lots of people are talking about. So I thought it was important for us to acknowledge on the New Year's show that Miley Cyrus did with Dolly Parton, who was apparently her godmother. I didn't know that until... Did you know that Dolly Parton was... Miley Cyrus, yeah. Really? Okay, all right. So you're ahead of me on that score. So I'm going to play a portion of this. If you did not hear it, you can be inspired by us playing a little bit of it, and then you can go online and you can Google it and you can watch the whole thing. I think it's almost 6 minutes long. Miley Cyrus singing one of her, I guess, her biggest hit, right? This is something, when you look at the audience singing along, everybody knew the words. I did not know the song Miley Cyrus was singing, but I certainly knew the song Dolly Parton was singing. It's been called one of the greatest duets of all time. By a lot of people who are musicians, people who are in the business. Apparently it was an amazing experience, inspirational experience with the two of them. So here's a portion. And the reason I said what I did about my wife, after we got married very young, I think we were 23, and we were divorced when we were 30. It was just after Christmas. In 1978, when Toni said that she just didn't want to be married to me anymore. It was too hard, it was too frustrating, yada, yada. You know, all the reasons that people, I didn't have a clue. I didn't have a clue. I grew into knowing her and knowing what it was like. It was never too late. But the reason that I say it now, and I say this lovingly and with a tear in my eye, she used to play, and it was for my benefit, I was kind of rubbing my nose into it, in a manner of speaking, the Dolly Parton song, I Will Always Love You. When I would go to pick up the children, she would have that playing. And, you know, you don't think that does a number on your head?
Mm-hmm.
A huge number on my head. At any rate, there has always been one of the most fabulous songs because of that, I guess, much anything else. So, Miley Cyrus singing first, then Dolly Parton with the duet from Saturday night's big special, New Year's Eve special they were in together. Cyrus actually can sing.
She's incredible. And Dolly has that
oh my God,
yet powerful voice.
Yep.
You hear her belt it out.
Yep. So, there's an inspirational moment in there for me. But I told you the story so you know. If you hear it, when I hear it, I just go melt. Bingo. So, at my own peril.
Just to show how emotional music is and how
songs
are so powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. And then follow it up with the absurd. My daughter and my grandson are coming to visit for the week. And every time I think of this song, whatever the reason for me thinking about it, it's more because it teases my daughter so much, the song, the old song, If You Want to Be Happy for the Rest of Your Life, Never Make a Pretty Woman Your Wife. Excuse me. All right, I probably should take a break here. And then continue on with some pretty positive, I don't know. There's some medical news that sort of, when I saw this, I thought, good God. And then maybe, we'll tell you how this turned out. It was good and bad in the following story, which will come up after a couple of important announcements starting right now.
That's right. you can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan silver dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan silver dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan silver dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry?
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
All right, 47 after the hour. How'd you like to have this experience? A medical practice apologizing to patients who incorrectly got a text message that suggested they had a serious form of cancer.
Instead of Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and you've got cancer. How about that? Anyway, this is...
But how is this even a thing? So clearly, if the wrong text message went out to their library of people, their database of users, this means that they are actually texting people with notification that they have cancer.
Right. Some of the people did have cancer. Yeah. Some of the people who got this actually did have cancer. But they apologized for all the people that got it, one of the persons that got the note said it's kind of arrogant, nonchalant hand waving as they apologized. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And oh, by the way, you've got cancer. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, and some people.
That was insensitive.
There's one user who spoke out about this that she had a mole removed for a biopsy. So seeing this text, it didn't seem out of the ordinary. But the fact that that's one of those practices.
Bunga bunga. Jeremy Renner, the actor, is in critical condition in a hospital today. He has a ranch in Nevada, and they had a severe snowstorm, and he's got one of these big snow plows that he likes to go out in and take care of himself and people around the neighborhood. So he went out, and apparently this machine rolled over. It was like a snowcat, and in very difficult terrain, it rolled over, and he has a number of fractures. And wow,
it was in critical but stable condition.
Yeah, right. But imagine yourself in that position. Good heavens!
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, a lot of snow-related stuff. It's wintertime, after all. It's 10 before the hour. Also here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
53 after the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Normally Tom Kreitler is here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program to give you some insight into things that are important when it comes to the care and feeding of your house, your home, your abode. But because he celebrated too much, whatever it is that he did to himself, he ain't around. And so we'll, I think the best way to spend this time in a quality, productive way, other than wishing you a happy new year, bright happiness, things this year hopefully be full of love and laughter for you. I think a lot of times people go backwards, right? They go into their experiences. And I think one of the things, when I look back at this past year, excuse me, we head into 2023, is to look at all of the things that have come about in the past year that were, and it actually started with me with the Consumer Electronics Show, which is this week in Las Vegas, first week of the year, every year, and thinking about all of the things that were touted. Right? There were so many things that were touted. There were going to be great advances. We were just actually talking about one, this cancer treatment thing. As you look back last year, the reason that I say it and sort of couple it together is because last year was the worst year for cancer deaths in the history of the planet. More people died of cancer last year than ever before, and in fact it now beat out heart disease. With as much work as they're doing, heart disease, about 495,000 people died of heart disease, if I remember the stats correctly, and 510,000 people died of cancer.
Well, it kind of makes sense because for the last couple of years, people were not going to the hospitals unless they really needed to. So it seemed like more and more cancers were being diagnosed at the lower level.
Yep.
So people were dying of what should have been easily curable cancers.
Yeah. There's a study that came out over the weekend from Harvard. They have been studying for the past 80 years, it turns out, what makes people happy, what makes for a good life. One of the things that is a predictor, they say, of happiness is developing warmer relationships. People who are alone are more likely to get cancer than people who are in relationships. I thought this was really amazing. Really think about it. This isn't to say that if you're in a relationship or you have family around or whatever, you're not going to get cancer, because there are certainly plenty of exceptions to the rule. But by the most, in measuring this as they have done at Harvard, the number of people who die who are alone of cancer is higher than heart disease or any other major killers. So there's something about being alone, or perhaps going back to what Barbara Walters said, I'm happy being alone. I'm not lonely. Mm-hmm. So people who are lonely, without companionship, I've always been a believer from anything that I've ever read or understood about cancer, that it is the mind, the spirit, mind, body connection. And if you have things going on in your mind that eat at you, that begins to eat at your body. And then that, coupled with eating the wrong food, you know, that kind of stuff, not getting enough rest, there are all kinds of reasons that your body falls apart.
And also, we make up excuses. We think that, well, we're hurting or we're sick this way because it's allergies, or it might just be our age or something we did, and we don't have enough of the conversations for a second person, a loved one, to be like, dude, that's not right. You need to go get that checked out by a doctor.
Yeah. And having a pet, too, by the way, is a surefire way to prevent yourself from giving yourself a good chance of not having cancer. How about that? That's really something. Having a pet, having a dog, having a cat, something like that, I think that's very telling. Isn't it? I mean, think about it for a second. How about that? I think that's fabulous. Anyway, so maybe as you look at your resolutions this year, stop drinking, stop smoking, exercise more, improve relationships is number 5 on the list. Improving relationships, you'd be amazed, according to the research here, at how well that helps you stave off things like cancer, even more than heart disease, relationships. So make the most of your relationships and find new ones, find new friends. I think that's pretty practical. It's now 59 past the hour. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.